Even though it says meyachas, it also says the word achas. The Kuru Tzfirim, Shrashi Talmud Loi Ma'achas, Shetei Melacha Shlema B'Mokim Echad. It has to be a whole melacha. So Kuru Tzfirim, do you need half of the melacha or do you need the whole melacha? Ha'ketzad, Einachayev Atchi Yichtoiv Shem Koton Mishem Godol. That's how we get this Yisoid. That when you had asked to write the word Shimon, that's a long word. And now after writing the Shin Mem, you stopped. We say Yichayev. It's only because what you wrote is a chshivis, is called the shame cotton. It means something by itself. Shame means something. Or else, shame mishim, shame mishim, and umishmuel. You had asked the word that we write the word shmuel, and then you stopped after shin mem yichayiv. Or else, noyach minocher, dan midaniel, God migadil. That's the first man diyama. We have Yehuda Raima, this price of Yehuda says, al filo loy kosev al eshtay yoisiyos, vehen shame echod, chayiv. Kegoin, sheish, tas. Arar, Gag, Chach. See, Rabbi Yehuda holds, even if you write two oisiyot to the same thing, two shins, two tes, two reishes, two gimel, two ches, also yechayiv. So you say, not like we said before, Rabbi Yehuda. You don't have to write davka, shin, and a mem, two different oisiyot that mean something. It's enough to write the same ois twice, that it means something. So Drashi, afil lekosim mitev gedelo, elabez oisiyot shoshem echod, v'goin sheish tas, v'hein mitevus gedelos. These are part of big words. They're going sheish mishash batzem misheshach or else sheish mom tas mitiroy titna mechoshchein in neschavon letan tchila avadi v'mechavon for the small one also you're good. Now, upon him here you see the two oisiyos could be the same oisiyos twice. Lav dafka, you have to have dafka different words, a shin and a mem. So chur tzivra nev Yehuda. But yes, it's mashu nev Yehuda yoni chayiv in this case. Where first you had das to write a big word, and after writing the first two oisiyos you stopped. So the question, how chashya those two oisiyos have to be? One place is Mashav Yehuda, has to be two different oisiyos, a shin and a mem. And here the bright Mashav Yehuda is saying it's enough to have two shins, or two tufts. Om Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi, another shita, v'chi mishum kaisav l'chayim. This is Rabbi Yossi shita, like he says now, Mishnah. He dings on Rabbi Yehuda. When you write two shins, are you chayim because of two oisiyos? V'allo yein chayim v'ele mishum reishim. V'chi v'adamol v'ksivet l'adaf, it has to be a chashya of a thing that you could read. No, be it some mark that you could tell the difference, Yechayiv. Shekein Reishra Makashia Mishkan Leida Ezehi Ben Zugai. Because in the Krashim, when they used to write on the two boards to know which two boards go to another, they didn't write Dafkan Ois. They wrote a check to know that these two boards go one next to another. Here they wrote a check, here they wrote an X, here they wrote a circle to know which boards go next to another. So if you're in the Chahol, you don't have to have two Chosheva Aleph Beis. It's enough to have any two things Yechayiv for. That's a Yoshi Shita. Lefika, how to Yoshi? A Shorat Shrita Achas, Al Shnei Nesorim, you make a scratch on two boards, or Ishtesh Sritois, Al Maser Echad, you make two scratches on one board, Yechayiv, that's a Yoshi Shita. Even though you can't read it, it has no meaning, it's just a scratch, but if, since it's a Simin, Yoshi, that's a Choshev Aksiva, Yechayiv for that on Shabbos. We have Shimon Oimer, Shimon says another Shita, we have Shimon Oimer. The also achas, the Vidashim again the Posik, the also achas, you do a whole malacha. Yocholachi yichtav es kol Hashem. I would think if you have das to write the word Shimon, you only chayiv when you write the whole word Shimon. Or else achi yare kol abegid. Or else when you're weaving, you only chayiv on Shabbos if you weave a whole begid on Shabbos. Or else achi yare kol anapel until you make two batim, the two strings to keep the wasif in place. Talmud loim again meyachas. The Posik says meyachas. Mashma part of the Moloch Yechayiv. Im Mayachas is for, if on the word Mayachas, Yochel afil lekosev elois achas. Maybe if you only write one ois, also Yechayiv, that's called Mayachas, a part of one Moloch Yechayiv. V'yafil lo yorag elochut echad, maybe only one string Yechayiv. V'yafil lo yos elabayis echad benapon. When you're making this sieve, the type of a basket, if you just make one a string across, one bias to hold the shesi in place, you'll be Chayiv. Talmud loy machas. No, the pasuk says also achas, which is mashma a whole melacha. Okay, it's at the stira. Meyachas is mashma even a part of the melacha, and achas is mashma the whole melacha. How do you have it? Ein chayev atchiyas melacha shekiyotze boy miskayemis. You only chayev for something that what you made is miskayim someplace else. Like lechuru, this like the Tanakam we had before. If you have das to write the word shimin, so when you write shin mem. Since Shin Mem by itself is miskayim someplace else, it has a meaning to it. It means shame. Or else you want to write the word Shmuel. And you write the first two oisiyos, Shin Mem. since it's Meskayim someplace else, it means shame, it means something, it means Noyach Minocher, Yechayiv. So Gemara then asks Akasha, this last Reb Shimon, Lechur, that's the same Shana Tanakama. That's the Tanakama that says when you have Daf to write Shimon, you only Chayiv if you write the first two words, your Shin Mem, since it means something someplace else. Mashaik and the Chiddush was in this price that Rabbi Yehuda said here even two Isis, even two Shins, or two Tas, Yechayiv. But here this, but that's Rabbi Yehuda. But here Rabbi Shimon, the Chur is saying like the Tanakama. You only Chayiv if you write from the word Shimon, you write Shin Mem, which means something by itself. Rashi, Shekiyot Sabah Miskayemis, Ulakayne Parach Haina Tanakam, the Gemara Sulu Nes Akasha, this is the Tanakam. Now we'll be marked with the Sobrais. Oh, no, not yet. Right? We have Yoysi Yoymi, that's another posse. Vyoso Achas, Vyoso Haina. It's the same posse as Vyokas, Achas, and the end it says Haina. So we dash in, Tomim Shechayiv Achas Akulon, sometimes Shechayiv one, for a lot of Molochas you do on Shabbos, this we had at the end of Klal Gadol before. Then the case where you're a shoygeg on Shabbos, you forgot today was Shabbos, but you remembered all the malachas are also, but the reason why you did five malachas was you forgot today was Shabbos. Then you only chayiv one chattis, because the shoygeg is one shoygeg. Or pomim shechayiv akol achas v'yachas. But sometimes, no, for doing five malachas, you chayiv five chatois. And the case is where you know today is Shabbos, but you were shoygeg, you forgot this malach was awesome. You forgot you're not allowed to write today, you forgot you can't sow today, you forgot you can't plow today. So in the case where you're shoygeg on the malachis, then you chayev akol malach umlach. That's the pasuk achas and hein. This is Dobrais. So the Gemara, akol ponim was nageya to us is the steering of Yehuda. Kitoni miyo, from this price it says, Reb Yehuda v'aymer, afilu loikosev el eshtoyos yos. Even though you had daf to write the word Shimon. And now you only write the first two oisyos. Vehein shem echod. And lab dafkit shimon. The first two oisyos are shin mem. Afil you had daf to write the word shashgah. And you only wrote two shins. Also yechayiv. Is chayiv. So chur tzakash before Rabbi Yehuda by Yosef Mashman. You only chayiv when you write the word shin mem. Which has two different oisyos. That means something by itself. And here we say yechayiv just writing two shins. Also yechayiv. So the Marlai Kasha, Hodidei Hodarab Enechnam is no steer in Reb Yehuda. One is saying his own memra, and one is saying over b'shem his Rebbe. Titania, Reb Yehuda Roime Mishum Rabbi Gamliel. Reb Yehuda here says over the name of his Rebbe. His Rebbe was Rabbi Gamliel. Afidu Loikosa Ve'alabez Oisiois Ve'hein Shem Echot Chayiv. His that's Rabbi Gamliel Shita, not Reb Yehuda himself. He's just saying over his Rebbe Shita. His last Breiser, Reb Yehuda, was saying over his Rebbe's Shita. Kagoin, Sheish, even you write only the word two shins, also Yechayiv. Teis, Rar, Gag, Ches, also Yechayiv. So that's Reb Yehuda b'shem his Rebbe. And that before we said according to Reb Yehuda, Yoni Chayiv, when you write like a shin mem that has a meaning by itself, that's Reb Yehuda sheet himself. For the Gemara, for Reb Shimon, Haino Tanakam. So good with Miyasha Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon says the same thing as the Tanakama said, that you only chayiv when you had das to write the big word like Shimon. If you wrote the first two oisiyos a shin mem, which has a meaning by itself, then you chayiv. That was the Tanakama. The chitema aleph aleph, the arzruch. Ikebenayu, I tell the nafka meaning when you have das to write this word arzruch, and you only write the first two alephs, now it's spelled aleph aleph zayin resh chav, and you only write the first two alephs, are you chayiv or not? The Tanakam is Sovar Aleph Aleph the Azrach Le Mechayiv. Although in such a case, according to Tanakam, you put him. Because he says it has to be a shame that has to mean someplace else. Like shame, Shin Mem. Shin Mem means something by itself, shame. But here, two Alephs mean nothing by itself. For Rav Shimon Sovar, maybe Rav Shimon holds, Kivon the Yisei, the Galdutri, the Almo, Chayiv. That since it has to mean to it by itself, two Alephs, you Chayiv for that also. What does this mean by, Galdutri Bialma? So Rashi learns, Kivon di Yisei Begaldutri, that means Kimeyos Uksovim Shamach Shefos. Machshefos Goyim, when they write their Kimeyos, that type of Kishiv, Vishal Shemois, Kurim Beloshin Latin, Shalminim, Kalutriois, or Gilem Seifel Nichtabem Tevois, Shoshteyois Yois, Veinim Tevos Vomakamachim. As they there write two Aleph. By them, to make Kishiv, they write in their Kimeyom two Aleph. So maybe Rav Shimon holds, since some place in the world it's used two olives, that's also called a shame by itself. Therefore, Rav Shimon l'churus be machmer. The Tanakama holds Yoni Chayiv when you write like a shin and a mem, that mamash has meaning someplace else. But if you write two olives, it means nothing anyplace else, you'll be potter. In this case, we had Das Matchila to write a big word, like Ezruch, and at the end you only wrote the first two olives and stop, according to Tanakama, you're potter. Because two olives by itself have no meaning. And Rav Shimon is being machmer and saying no. Since two olives has some type of a meaning by the galdutri, by the machshefim, therefore yichai. For the Gemara, this can't be. That's a different. We're not talking about that. That's something else. We'll see later. So you later. Lemeimod leRav Shimon lechumra. You want to come out to lechumra? Rav Shimon is b'machma. Then, according to the Tanakam, if you write two olives, you potter. It has no meaning. But according to Rav Shimon, yichayiv. For a time, you will learn faket that Rav Shimon is always being makom. Ha koydech kol shuchai. We had the Mishnah before, or it says at the Sefta. If you make a hole in the wall on Shabbos, that's called koydech. Als binyin yichayv with a kolshu, chayv with a kolshu. Ha megarir kolshu. Megarir Rashi klunsois like poles, or klofim, or you're peeling the bark of wood. There we told that the mamachit. It's like machit. You want to smooth out the wood. Yichayv from a machit. So Tanakhana says, ha megarir kolshu. You smooth out even a kolshu. Ha mavid kolshu. You make ibud on a skin, you chayv the kolshu. Ha tsar v'kli tsura kolshu. You're making a picture on a kli, even a kolshu, little picture, you chayv. Reb Shimon Omer, achi kadeach es kulay. He holds no. When are you chayv and making a hole in the wall, only if it goes through and through. You have to pierce the hole through and through. If you make a little hole, it doesn't go through the wall, you putter. So you see, Reb Shimon is a mekel. He holds you only chayv on Shabbos if you do a bigger melacha. Or else achi yigru es kulay. You have to peel off the whole stick. Achiyavad es kulay, you only hold yichayim for you, ma'avid, work over the whole skin. Achiyitzat kulay, achiyitzar kulay. When you're making a picture on a glass, on a kli, you have to make a picture on the whole glass. On part of the glass, part of the kli, you potter. So you see here, Yav Shimon is alam olamekel. So how could we say here that Yav Shimon is saying for two olives that yichayim, he's the machmir, vices all over, Yav Shimon is being a mekel. So it's Gemara Ela, Yav Shimon, ho'osal ashminim. What's pshat in the first machloikis, Tanakamo and Reb Shimon, where you had asked to write this big word like Shimon, and you ended up only writing two oisiyos? Lashminon, achi, el Reb Shimon hos lashminon, achi yichte ves Hashem kulay. Reb Shimon holds no. If you had asked to write the word Shimon, you only chayv if you take and write the whole word. If you write less than the whole word, you're potter. That's what Reb Shimon is saying. It's like a bin mekel. You only chayv if you write the whole word. Rashi says, that's cool. Yeah. For the Gemara, mi matzus armatochi? Couldn't you say like this? That's Pshan Reb Shimon. V'atanya, Reb Shimon, or Reb Shimon at the end of the Brisa said like this. The also, the Pasuk says, v'yochas achas. You do one melacha. Yochol achiyichli v'tashem kulay. Achas is mashma, you do the whole melacha. You had that to write the word Shimon. Maybe you only chayiv if you write the whole word Shimon. Talmud Loima, the Pasuk says, no, meyachas. That was Reb Shimon's Joshua. That even though you do a little part of the melacha, you also chayiv. So you see, according to Reb Shimon, you don't have to write the whole word Shimon. It's enough just for writing Shin Mem also yichayiv. So Churat Zrik Shver, it's a kashem, Reb Shimon is saying the same melacha as the Tanakhama. What do we need two man yamim for? And the Gemara Tirits, V'yei Mahochi, Yocholat Shiyichtev Es HaPosik Kuloi, that's what Reb Shimon meant. Reb Shimon Alamo is a mekel on Shabbos. So Shimon says, for the word achas, I would think, maybe Yoni Chayiv will write a whole posik on Shabbos. Talmud loy meyachas. The pasuk says no meyachas. No, even chayiv for one word of the pasuk. But then nechnam mikurat Reb Shimon. You only chayiv if you write the whole word. If you have that to write the word Shimon, you only chayiv if you write the word Shimon. If you write less than the whole Shimon, you potter. And the chiddush from the pasuk of meyachas is you don't have to write such a choshev ksivon like a whole letter, whole pasuk. It's enough to write one word. You also chayiv. That's the terrace. The Tanakhama says, Shem is Shimon Yechayiv. And Reb Shimon says, no, you have to write the whole word Shimon. We have Yaisi Yaimer, Yaisi Dashin Aposig, V'yosa Achas, V'yosa Hena. He Dashin is two things, Osa Achas Masha Mo Yechayiv, one, and Amo V'yosa Hena, Yechayiv a lot of Chatois, for a few Molochis. Pomim Shechayiv Achas Akulam, sometimes you do a few Molochis in one Shabbos, you only Chayiv one Chatis. Pomim Shechayiv Akol Achas V'yachas. Sometimes you chayiv different chatois for each av melacha. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, my time Rabbi Yosi. What's Pshan Rabbi Yosi? How did you see this from the posik? The old posik is like this: achas meyachas. The pasuk could have said achas and says the word meyachas. Heina meheina. The pasuk could have said heina and it says meheina. We dash at this. Achas she heina. Sometimes one is like a lot. The heina she achas. A lot is like one. Achas is shimin. Amol achas means you would think you have to write the whole word shimin to be mechayiv on Shabbos. Meyachas means shemesh shimin. So chidish meyachas, you don't have to write the whole word. You have to write. If you only write the first part of it, shin mem, since it means something by itself, also yechayiv. That's the first rush of achas and meyachas. You don't have to write the whole word, nor meyachas. A part of the word, also yechayiv for. Heina, what does the pasuk b'chal have to say the word heina? Has it could have got along without saying b'chal the word heina? That we dashin is obvious. And meyheina is told us that on Shabbat is such a yisoid, even though we only know the olama test obvious malachis. But don't think that's all Yechayim Midirais and Echatis. You should know there are Toldos on Shabbos also. We need a Pasuk to tell us Toldos, and the Pasuk is Meheina. That Shabbos has Toldos. Anything that looks like Yav Malacha, you should know Yechayim for on Shabbos. Abi, it looks like it's Yechayim. Achas Shi Heina. What's this last Rosher? One, that's a lot. That means Zod and Shabbos, Veshigas Malachis. In the case where you know today is Shabbos, just you are Shigig on the Malachis. You forgot, you're not allowed to write, you forgot, you can't plow, you forgot the malachas. So for every malacha, it's a special shoydig, you have a special chattis. Heino shiachas, a lot of malachas, you only have one chattis. That's the case, shiviga, Shabbos, bizar the malachas. In the case where your shoydig was, you forgot today was Shabbos. You know the halachas klur. You know on Shabbos you can't do any one of the lamates malachas. So you're amazing at doing the malachas. But what's the shkoga, shoydig? You forgot today was Shabbos. So how many shkogas do you have? Only one. You only chayiv one chattis. Right. Omer Rav Yehuda, Motzino Shem Koton Mishem Godo. We find that you chayiv, if you had asked to write the word Shimon, and now you only write the word Shin Mem, you chayiv. Because the Shin Mem is called the Shem Koton. It has some meaning by itself. That's why you chayiv. Fred Gemara Midomi, it's not true. Why you chayiv Takam? You had asked to write the word Shimon. Now Shin Mem. Now, if you write the word Shimon, the Mem is a regular Mem. When you want to write the word Shem, Shin Mem, it's an Ender Mem. It's spelled different. It looks different. There's an Ender Mem and there's a regular Mem. So how could you mistake the two? Like, how could you say by writing Shimon, you write Shin Mem, it's Meskayim someplace else? A regular Mem is not Meskayim, but Mokim need an Ender Mem. For the more Midami, Mem the Shem Stuma. If you write Shin Mem as the word Shem, it has to be an Ender Mem. Mem de Shimon psucha, but the Mem in Shimon, it's a regular Mem, it's open Mem. It's not the same thing. On Rav Chizda from this brayso we see Zois Semeris. There's Allah and Hilchas Ksiva Sefer Torah. And who are the Hilchas Mezuzah and Hilchas Sefer Tefillin? That Sosum the Yosef Psua Kasha for the Yevid. In a case we are supposed to write Shin Mem to be Sosum, we're supposed to write a Mem Stuma, and instead you wrote a Mem psucha, a regular Mem, still is Kasha. Even though Matzili shouldn't do that way, but the evidence kosher. So that's shot here. Since by writing the word Shin Mem, even though you only spell the Shin with a Mem Psuach, a regular Mem, but since another place when you have to write really word Shin Mem, and it should have been a Mem, Sosum still is kosher with a Psuach. Therefore it's called a Chashim Ksivik. For the Gemara Meitzvah, we have a Bryce that says Faket from that. The Pasuk says, Uchsavtum. In Kriyashma we say, Uchsavtum, Amzuzu Beisecha, Vishurechum. What's the word uksav tom? We dash to mean she take ksiva tomo. Loshin uksav tom, ksav tam. That's to be a ganza, a whole ksiva. What does a whole ksiva mean? Don't leave out anything. A ganza locha now. Muslim. To be a whole ksiva. Whole, complete. What does that mean? That means, Toma, Shelo Yichtoiv Alfin Einin. When you have to write an Aleph, don't make a mistake and write an Ayin. Einin Aleph. When you have to write an Ayin, don't write an Aleph. Beis and Kofin. If you have to write a Beis and not a Kof. It's possible if you write a Kof, even though they look alike. Kofin Beisin. If you have to write a Kof and you write a Beis, the Sefer Torah is possible. Gimin Sadin, if you have to write a Gimel and you write a Tzadik, it's possible. Sadin Gimel, if you're supposed to write a Tzadik and you write a Gimel, it's possible. Dalsin Reishin. You have to write a Dalit, you write a Reish, it's possible. Reishin Dalsin, you have to write a Reish, and you write a Dalit, it's possible. Even though they look alike, it's not called Ksiva Tam, it's not called a whole Ksiva. Heyin Chesin, you have to write a Hey, you write a Chet, it's possible. Chesin Heyin. Vovin Yudin, Yudin Vovin, a Yudin a Vov, it's possible. Zayn and Nunin, you have to write a Zayn, you write a Nun, or Nun and Zayn, it's possible. Test and Paven. If you're supposed to write a test and you write a pay instead, you're possible. Pay and testing. Supposed to write a pay, you write a test, possible. Kfufim shooting. The case with Yosef is supposed to be kofuf. That means a regular, small pay. Instead, you write a pshutin, a longer one, it's possible. Pshutin, you're supposed to write a long pay. You write a kfufim, a small pay, regular pay, it's possible. So you see, klo here, there was supposed to be psu, on the bite, we'll see also. Memin smuchin. You're supposed to write a mem. Instead, you write a samach, or else samachim, memin. You're supposed to write a samach, you write a mem, it's possible. Stumim psuchim. If you're supposed to write a mem stuma, an end of mem, instead you write a mem psuch, it's possible. Psuchim stumim. You're supposed to write a psuach, a regular mem, instead you write an end of mem, it's possible. Pasha psucha lo yasena stuma. A pasha is in the Torah, someone in the yen is supposed to be a psucha, supposed to be a space in between, and if you make it a stuma, you don't leave the space in the paper Torah, it's possible. Stumim lo yasena psucha, where it's supposed to be sosum without a space, and you made a space, it's possible. Ksava kishira. We know Oz Yoshir is written special. It's called the Shira. Only Oz Yoshir is supposed to be written with the Shira. Oz Hazinu. Hazinu, look at the Sefer Torah, it's written like the Shira, like, you know, two words, and underneath it's one, then two, then one. So if you wrote a regular part of the Sefer Torah like the Shira, it's possible. It's also possible. He wrote the Oz Yoshir or Hazinu, the regular Ksav, without looking like a Shira. He didn't write two and then one underneath it. It's possible. He wrote a Sefer Torah without black ink. Or you wrote the Askaros Hashem's name with Zov, with gold. Halacha is the Sefer Torah is possible, any one of these mistakes, and you have to be going with it. You can't do anything with it. So, what? You have to bury it. You can't use it. You see the Sefer Torah is possible. So according to Kashi, you see Klav, you had a psucho that you made a stuma, it's possible. And how come before we say it's Kshera? Here. And if the Gemara and Echlami, it's a machlek estaka. Who do you makiaitana? That our Gemara, with dashing in the Yehuda, that the word shin mem, shame, means something by itself, even though you wrote a mem stuma. How is it good for mem psucha? It's not good. He holds like this Tanya. You hold like this Tanya. The Tanya. You have Yehuda ben Maser Roimer. Nema b'sheni uniskehem. Says in the posik uniskehem an extra mem. B'shishi. This is going by the Nisiyim. Each day when Nisiyim brought the kabonis. B'shishi the sixth day it says uniskeho an extra hay. B'shvi in the seventh day it says kimishpatom. Hare mem yud mem. Take out the word niskehem from sheni. Take out the word niskeho, the extra yud, and take out the word bishri says kemishpatam, an extra mem. So you have an extra mem, an extra yud, extra mem. Hidashin is the word mayim. Is mikan hat of Yehud, you have Yehud, you remember Seira, rem is the nisach mayim in a Torah. This is the rem is such a mitzvah of nisach mayim on Sukkis to do the nisach mayim. Or there could be talking about the sim, could be talking about the kabbonis you brought on every day of Sukkis, could be. So I call upon him Yudasha from the mem, yud mem, to read the word mayim. I look at Akasha. The first mem is from the word niskehem. That extra mem is a mem sosum. So how could you take the word mem sosum and make it to read the word mayim? When you write the word mayim, it's a mem pesuach. So you see, even though it's supposed to be a mem pesuach, if it's written with a mem sosum, also it's kosher. So it's interesting, the Chorik had the kasha, there's only a remez. If remez, you only have these kashas. But you're never going to know. Even for remez, you can't, if it will be possum. If you're supposed to have mayim, it's a mem psuach, a regular mem. And if it would be written in a mem sosa, it would be possum, you can't make this remez. So since we're making the remez, it's a raya. Now, it means the psuach, the yosa sosum kosher. You have a raya here that even though this mem for mayim should have been a psuach, now the Torah writes the kimish potom. A mem sosim is kosher. Is who did it the other way around? Sosim nami. Sosim. Who did sosim nami? That sosim. V'yosa psuach. It's supposed to be sosim, an end of mem. Instead, you made a psuach like here. Shimon. You're supposed to write the word shame. It's supposed to be shin with an end of mem. Instead, you write a mem psuach. It's also kosher. Said the Melo of Yehuda goes according to Yehuda ben Maseira. For the Gemara midam, in order to know tushdil.
Maybe only where it's supposed to be written a mem pesuach and you write a mem sasim, then it's kosher. But the other way, it's possible. Why? Midamid. Pesuach, if it's supposed to be open, v'yasu sasim, that's like this word mayim. We're saying from the word uniskehem, from the end of mem, we're saying it really means a mem pesuach. So that's kosher. If it's supposed to be written a regular mem, instead you write an end of mem, that's kosher. You know why?